This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. On this first Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, tens of thousands of Syrians took to the streets again to protest the regime of President Bashar al-Assad, but not in Hama. That city has been under siege for nearly a week now by Syrian security forces. Human rights groups say 100 people were killed in Hama yesterday alone. Many are fearing a repeat of the Hama massacre of 1982, when Assad's father crushed a rebellion there, killing at least 10,000 people. Robert Malley with the International Crisis Group has been tracking the Syrian uprising and the international response. He joins me now. Robert Malley, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's been 5 months of protests now around Syria. They've spread all around the country. Do you see an opposition movement that's still gaining strength, sweeping in groups who weren't engaged before?
Well, I think there's no doubt that the opposition is gaining in strength. It's gaining in support in terms of social classes, in terms of the spread of the country. And the mere fact that they've held on for so long, despite what is now becoming even greater regime brutality, is a testament to their resilience and therefore a testament to the support that they enjoy.
When you consider that the regime has not fallen, has not been broken, what do you attribute that to?
Well, you know, this is a regime that has been in power for a long time. It knows how to exercise the tools of power. It still has had support, even over the last several months. It's not just the regime and its family. There are minority groups, the Alawite community, other minorities in Syria that are afraid of what might happen if the regime were to fall. The security structure, of course, and also parts of the business community that have done quite well under this regime. So there are constituencies, and perhaps most important of all, the fear of what will happen if and when the regime falls.
Let's talk, too, about the international response. There has been this week further condemnation from the United Nations. There are sanctions from the U.S. and the EU. What more pressure do you think could or should be brought to bear on the Syrian regime that would be effective in some way?
I think, first of all, we have to recognize that this is a dynamic that has been led very much from the ground, from what the Syrians have been doing, and the international community has been, for the most part, a bystander. I think what is needed here is simply clarity on the part of key players, the United States, the European Union, Turkey, a very central player in Syria, to clearly state that they're on the side of the protesters and they believe that the regime has run its course and it's time for it to change. I think that message needs to be said loud and clear. It's being said already. It could be said more clearly. But then there's the things that the international community could do to signal that if there were a change, life for Syrians would get better and for all Syrians would get better. Promise of a major economic package of assistance to help what is now a crippled economy get back on its feet. Reassuring Syrian citizens who belong to either minority groups or to the security services that the international community is going to be on the side of reconciliation, of opposing what happened in Iraq, for example, when people went after all of the members of the security forces. They disbanded the army, they disbanded the Ba'ath Party. Reiterate, this is will only affect things on the margins, but that's the best the international community can do, and that's what it should strive for.
Hmm. Would you want to see an unequivocal statement from President Obama that it's time for President Assad to go?
I'm not sure that coming from the United States alone will have that much of an impact. The administration is creeping towards that formulation, and I suspect they're very, very close to actually saying it. The key will be for it to be said in a solemn way and with a series of countries that would follow up and say the same thing. And I'm thinking of the European Union. I'm thinking of Turkey.
We've read reports of signs that were held up by some protesters today in Syria saying Bashar is slaughtering the people and the international community is silent. Do you think the Syrian opposition movement is left with the impression that President Assad has acted largely with impunity, that the international community has been largely silent, and that the actions taken against the regime have been pretty weak?
Well, yes, to a large extent. And I think people, protest movements almost worldwide, always expect more from the international community. Truth is, there's not much that the international community could realistically do to stop the brutality. We're not going to intervene militarily. That's something that I think that no European and certainly no U.S. Leader is considering. The protesters are going to look for practical actions from the international community, and there's very little the international community can realistically do that's going to stop the shooting.
I've been talking with Robert Malley. He's with the International Crisis Group. Robert Malley, thanks very much.
Thank you.